Sabaidi.
Sabaidi.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Avon LaRosa, and I work at Legacies of War in Washington, D.C.
You were invited to come to the celebration tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ambassador Mai and Madame Somali were very nice to invite us at the office in to come celebrate National Day today.
What do you think about the celebration tonight?
We're so happy to have been included in the celebration. We've worked closely with the Lao Embassy in the past with our work with advocating for the removal of unexploded bombs in Laos. So it's special to be part of this celebration for National Day today.
Legacy of War. And what do you do in Laos?
So we advocate in Washington, D.C. with Congress and other branches of the government to make sure that there's money in the budget to go to Laos for the removal of unexploded bombs that still exist from the Vietnam War in Laos today.
I think last year, President Obama promised that he will pledge $90 million within 3 years to clear all the bombs in Laos. Has been implemented or not?
So for the 2016 and 17 budgets, the money has been allocated. The fiscal year 2018 congressional budget is still in the works right now. So we're still advocating on the Hill right now to ensure that the last installment of the $30 million, of Obama's pledge $90 million, is implemented. So we're still working on the last chunk of that.
You say the 2016 and 2017 has been allocated. That means it's been used to clear the bombs. I just interviewed the ambassador. He said that the money that used to clear the bombs, only a quarter of $30 million is mainly used to clear the bomb. But the rest, he said it was used for something else. Do you know anything about that?
I know that part of the funding is going towards a national survey to check the land in all of Laos to get an estimate of how many bombs are left to clear so that we can know in the future how much money we need to allocate in order to remove the bombs. So some of the money, as you mentioned, is going directly to clearing the bombs, and the other part is going towards, like I said, a national survey in order to get a better estimate to know how much more work there is to do.
So the last part is still ongoing. And do you see in future that the U.S. government will allocate more money for Laos to clear the bombs?
I can't say for sure what the government will do, but I know that our mission is to continue allocating the money until all the bombs are gone. So we at Legacies of War will continue to do the work until the bombs are gone. In the future, depending, like I said, on the national survey, we'll have a better guess of how much more money will be needed to remove the remaining bombs.
Have you been to Laos before?
I have. I was able to visit Vientiane, Pakse, and Champasak last year.
Have you overseen the area that's been bombed in Laos?
I wasn't able. When I went to Laos, I wasn't with Legacies of War at the time, but I was able to visit the COPE Center in Vientiane, and I was able to see the prosthetic organization that provides prosthetic limbs to victims of bombing incidents in Laos. That was when I was able to see the huge impact that the bombs still have, but I haven't been able to visit a site yet.
Can you tell us about your experience in Laos?
Yes, I was so amazed by the natural beauty and the historical beauty of Laos. I was able to visit Wat Pho in the south, and which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and I've been able to recommend to all of my friends and family that for their next vacation they should consider going to Laos because it is the most beautiful country I've been able to visit.
You said you've been to Wat Pho. Have you been to Luang Prabang, which is another World Heritage Site?
Right. I haven't had the chance to go to Luang Prabang yet, but my next trip I plan to visit Luang Prabang as well.
Thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you. Khop Chai.